My life took a significant turn when I started seeking job opportunities on Capitol Hill, ultimately leading me to secure a federal government job. Mr. Jim Cohen, whom I proudly consider my mentor, was a committed personnel officer at the U.S. House of Representatives, specifically within the Rayburn House Office Building Personnel Office. His guidance was instrumental in helping me navigate my employment aspirations. He facilitated my volunteer opportunities at the offices of two congressmen and offered helpful advice throughout my job journeys. With Cohen's mentorship, I acquired essential insights into obtaining paid job positions at various small businesses along the renowned Pennsylvania Avenue Strip on Capitol Hill. He urged me to take a typing test at the Library of Congress for a potential job. He recommended that I take the Federal Government Job Evaluation and Assessment Examination at the U.S. Office of Personnel Management, commonly known as OPM, which is tasked with recruiting new federal government employees. A government job was my top career ambition. Inspired by Mr. Cohen's wise counsel, I eagerly scheduled an appointment to take the Office of Personnel Management test. I hoped to land a permanent job with a steady salary in one of the many government agencies in my hometown of Washington, D.C. Fortunately, most government agency buildings were conveniently located in downtown Washington, easily accessible by public transportation. This was particularly advantageous as I relied on buses to get around the city. The Office of Personnel Management, OPM, oversees the federal government workforce, manages personnel policies, and provides guidance on federal employment. One day, while volunteering at the Rayburn House Office Building, I took a break and contacted the local operator to obtain the OPM phone number to arrange the exam. After receiving the necessary contact information, I made an appointment with OPM and eagerly anticipated the exam day. Finally, the day arrived to take the OPM evaluation and assessment test. I dressed professionally in my iconic fashion designer, imitation Chanel skirt suit, and I traveled by bus to the U.S. Office of Personnel Management building, located on E Street in downtown Washington, D.C. Arriving early, I settled into the examination room, feeling a mix of excitement and nervousness. As the clock struck at 9 a.m., the test assessment began, and my heart raced with anticipation. I won't divulge the examination details itself, but I will share my test results. A month later, I received the notice of test results from my evaluation and assessment exam. My test score was 74.0, making me eligible to apply for clerical and clerk typist positions at any federal government agency. This marked the beginning of a new chapter for me, as I now had the opportunity to acquire a stable, full-time job. The notice of test results also revealed that I qualified for various pay rates under the General Schedule GS. A GS-2 position offered a yearly pay rate of $10,500. A GS-3 position offered $11,458. And a GS-4 position offered $12,862. These salaries were more than enough to support myself and rent an apartment. The General Schedule, GS, pay scale is a system established by the federal government to classify and determine the salaries of civilian employees. Thrilled by the wonderful news, I quickly contacted Mr. Cohen. He shared my excitement and urged me to submit my federal job application and the notice of test results to as many government agencies as possible. The following day, I boarded a bus for Constitution Avenue in the heart of Washington, D.C., where most of the government agencies are situated. I visited five different agencies, completed the Office of Personnel Management, OPM, Standard Form, SF-171, at each, and submitted it along with my notice of test results to apply for clerical and clerk typist positions. The Office of Personnel Management, OPM, Standard Form, SF-171, is the official job application for federal positions. By the end of the day, I was fatigued yet hopeful. As I made my way back home on the bus, my spirit was lifted at the thought of leaving the housing projects behind. I waited anxiously for responses from the agencies, hoping to receive a call with a job offer. To my surprise and sheer joy, the very government agency I had dreamed of working for extended a job offer to work as a receptionist. After being interviewed and accepting the job offer, I eagerly asked how soon I could begin to work. The hiring manager laughed and informed me that I first needed to complete a security background check. I was surprised and wondered, what on earth is a security background check? Thanks for listening to Mia Z. Edwards' Diaries. Memoir Mischief Never Sleeps. See you tomorrow.